808 at WGCL, hour number two of the Glass in the Morning radio program, coming to you on the 7th day of April, 2015. It's the first Tuesday of the month. Don't forget, early voting begins today for the May primary. Registration ended yesterday, so if you're not registered, you're out of luck. But you can start today, 10 o'clock, 401 West 7th Street, the Johnson Creamery building. You can do that 10 to 5. We'll say 10 to 5 until I get my numbers checked here. It might be 5:30, but I don't want to send you on a wild goose chase too badly on that, just because, again, it's the first day. You're going to have plenty of time to do it. 10 to 5:30 throughout the rest of this week. That's today through Friday, early voting. It is Tuesday morning. Keith is on assignment. He'll be back later in the week. But joining us on the telephone, as he normally does, is our good friend and city councilman, Tim Mayer. Tim, good morning. How are you? Good
morning, Mike. I'm fine.
Did you make that thunderstorm last night? Did it wake you?
I was awakened to a lot of flashing lights.
Were you? I slept right through it. I apologize. I should do a better job of not being so tired at the end of the day, but I missed all of it.
That's a good thing.
But when I woke up this morning and went outside to get my paper, there was a trail of mulch down my steep driveway, so I figured it had something had to have rained pretty steadily throughout the night, but luckily I didn't see anything coming in that would have alerted me to any damage, just a lot of rain and all of that.
Yeah.
You had some kind of, we knew last Wednesday's meeting was going to be active. Did you have a, we thought it would be, on the scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the highest activity you've dealt with, did we hit a 10 or do we turn it up to 11 last week?
No, actually we flicked the switch and...
Yeah, the last vote you took was to end the meeting.
Well, what we did was we invoked the 10:30 rule, which allowed us not to... hear legislation after 10:30, and so we had reached that point in the meeting where we would have heard the two different proposals for parking meters, and the council considered in its wisdom to pass it on to next week. However, I think we've been thwarted because we still have another long agenda ahead of us. So
now that was going to be my first question for you, because after hearing that it didn't get on last week's stuff, where does it go? Where does it fit back into the rotation? And we're talking about Councilman Nair's parking amendments and Councilman Volan's that were going to be heard. You just told me we voted not to listen to those. Now what's the next step? I know you're not the parliamentarian, but you've done this 100 times, so I know I'm going to you for answers.
It's just been added to this week's agenda, so we will be hearing them. We'll be hearing them this evening, or tomorrow evening, I'm sorry.
Do they move to the front of the line? Do they get special?
No.
That's what I was getting at. So how does this all work then coming up tomorrow?
What will happen tomorrow is we will have a regular city council meeting, and they will just be the fifth and sixth item on our agenda. We will, before we get to them, we have some work to do to waive some payments from the Crestmont Housing Authority area, because what happens up there is that they provide their own trash service, and so we give them a credit for not using city trash service. So, and that's an annual event that we do that, and we just waive payments in lieu of because they're providing their own service. Then we have to wrap up the work on Cook Pharmaca, which is the final part. It's a resolution to basically confirm the resolution. So you have a resolution and you have to have a confirming resolution, and those cannot occur on the same night, so we'll hear that. That'll wrap up the Cook Pharmaca tax abatement issue that we've been dealing with for quite some time, and then we'll hopefully approve our municipal code on animals, the updates to our animal code.
And what animals would those be, Tim? These are the ones you can carry in your purse, put in your pocket.
Right, the pocket pets. I
had no idea that was an issue. I'm glad we got that sorted out before we had another protest or resolution that needed to be drawn up. The front page news, we're running out of space here.
And then, let's see, what is that? That includes pocket pets. It includes dangerous animals. And makes a distinction between exotic and wild animals. Wild animals are considered wild if they're native to America. They're exotic if they're not native to America.
Has this been an issue? How did this come up?
Well, I think it comes up because...
Is this just a refining of the code?
Yes, and people do import exotic pets.
Are we a safe haven here in Bloomington for the black market of...
I hope we're fine.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't have a clue, and when I saw that, I thought someone was playing an April Fool's joke, but it wasn't April 1st.
Oh, no.
This is okay. Well, that's
good.
It's
a matter of definitions. Get your definitions correct.
That's good. Well, we know Bloomington's weird, and it has a lot of weirdos.
That's true.
And if you have exotic animals here, it really doesn't surprise me when you think about
it. That's true. And then we'll move on to our traffic ordinance, which is putting in place things like loading zones, bringing the code up to date.
And that's another annual event, correct?
Yes, actually, we hear that maybe two, possibly.
Okay.
Three times a year, and that will include a proposal to do diagonal parking on 10th and College, which would be the northwest corner in front of, I think it's called the 10th and College building.
Yes.
Yeah, and so that'll happen. And then we finally get to the main event, which will be parking ordinance, and we will hear Councilmember Volin's proposal.
Well, you know, that made me think of something, because Councilman Volin's angle had some angles with parking that would tie into your two or three times a year. I know he had something in there about non-for-profits having special things like that. Is the timing there going to be weird?
You mean as to his going before Councilman Nears? Or?
No, his proposal had something, I think, that was trying to make non-for-profits exempt in some parking situations. You're going to look at that parking stuff before he gives his presentation. So are you chasing your tail in any of that?
Well, in a way, but what would have to happen is
if the next time it comes up?
No, I think what would happen is if it did affect the traffic code, if his proposal is accepted, and if it does affect the traffic ordinance, then he would then they would have to modify that code.
Gotcha.
They would do that. So that's the main event, and I suspect we'll be at it late again.
Well, not past 10:30, right? How does that work? The last piece of legislation comes at 10:30, but comment can go as long as you'd like. Is that how that works?
As long as the council considers going forward, then we don't have.
Now, do you bring your own white flag, or how does that work?
Well, basically, what happens is.
You sit in the corner and just start waving it like crazy about 12:20 and say, hey, come on,
no,
guys.
Basically what happens is when a piece of legislation is brought forward, it is introduced by the parliamentarian to be introduced and read by the clerk by title and synopsis only. And then the president of the council calls for an all-in-favor voice vote. So all in favor say aye or nay, right?
Right.
So if to invoke the 10:30 rule, what happens is a council member can say, I would like to have a roll call vote on this rather than a voice vote. And then if a sufficient number of council members, five, vote no, then that terminates the meeting at that point.
Gotcha. So there are ways around it. Now, how much public input do you think you're going to have on this evening? The parking stuff.
On the parking, you know, judging from the audience last week, there were very few people.
I was going to say, because everything in these quote-unquote deals seemed to look in favor of the public, and Margaret had an interesting point yesterday. The money that you've collected from these meters over the last year and change or so, is there a clear path of where it's all going? And because looking at some of these proposals, it looks like the revenue is going to go down. So are you collecting enough money now where you can afford that drop in revenue if you're going to limit the hours, shorten the hours, give more free hours in the garages? Or do you wait for the councilman to make their presentation to handle that? So question number one is, where is there a direct path where people can say, here's where the money from the meters and everything is going, and B, how is that going to be affected if these new proposals are introduced?
Well, the path was set in place when we, being the city council, authorized the city administration to go forward and install parking meters in the downtown. So basically what that path is that money collected by the meters, once the meters are paid off, will go to that district, if you think of it as a parking district, the entire thing.
Okay. So hypothetically, this would just would slow down the paying off of the meters?
That's correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
Okay, so that
and
money...
And then the money technically stays within the district, anything to enhance the district.
So, whether that's employees, whether that's graffiti removal, whether that's upkeep
correct.
Of the garages, okay.
Fixing sidewalks.
Sure. It's like your own TIF district.
In a way, yes.
Was that proper use of the word in the sentence?
In a way, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, I've learned from you over the years.
It's a tax captured district is what it is.
Well, there you go, and that's what it is. So, again, if you want to limit the hours of the garages, which is in these proposals, and limit the times on the meters, it reduces the time, so obviously that's going to reduce some revenue being brought in. So
that's correct.
So they've run the quote-unquote numbers on that, and that's not going to be an issue.
Well, I think... that is an open-ended question, but when the mayor brought forward his proposal way back when, before Councilmember Volin or Neer got involved, it anticipated a decline in revenue as well. So I think all three proposals, the mayor's, Councilmember Volin, Councilmember Neer's, all consider that the income from the meters will decline somewhat.
Right.
Look,
at the overall it will decline, but you're hoping to increase maybe some different spots that have been, I don't want to say neglected, maybe not used to the level of raise all, what is that, all tides raise, how does that thing go?
Something like that.
Yeah, right. So if it all goes up, everything gets better.
Right.
Our guest is Tim Mayer, city councilman. He joins us every Tuesday morning to get us ready for the Wednesday meetings. And so the parking, these two ordinances, are the ordinances, am I calling this the right thing? Bills,
yes,
measures?
They're both considered ordinances.
Okay.
Yes.
Can I cherry pick from a little bit from the mayor's, a little bit from Councilman Nair's, a little bit from Councilman Volin's, and put together something myself? Is this just going to be, is this politics at its finest where you can hammer out the details and then come back with something with a little bit for everybody, like a buffet? Or is it going to be A, B, or C?
Well, I think what's on the table is a proposal from two different council members. The mayor's proposal was kind of the framework, so that's we're not considering that one.
Gotcha.
Okay. I suspect what will happen is that parts of each will be rejected in one manner or another. And next week, if we get that far, or it would actually be the week, probably. I'm not sure of our schedule because this Wednesday is going to be a council meeting, so I'm not sure what we're following with next week at this point. We may have a special session. But at any rate, once we get through tomorrow evening, I suspect that we may see the framework of one of the proposals being used and an amendment to that. And I suspect it will be Councilmember Neer's is the simplest, most direct approach. It's basically reduce the hours to 9 to 9, remove the 30-cent convenience fee, and maintaining the 3-hour rotation in the free parking in the
just
the
different
garage.
Hours, right?
Exactly.
Right. So
yeah.
People have a different balance
right.
in that because folks have. Again, this is why you review it, because folks have found out, quote unquote, the system, and then
that's
you have
right.
to adjust to the system. So.
Yeah. That's right.
Shouldn't have told everybody. That's what I tell them. I say, hey, you better keep that to yourself.
That's right.
You know, if you want to, hey, just go. I always say, just go park on A Street. There's no meters down there. It's one block away. You'll be fine. You know, after 5 o'clock, you'll be great.
There it is.
That's always good.
So my suspicion is that Councilmember Neer's will probably pass intact, and then parts of Councilmember Volin's may be amended onto it in another meeting, not in tomorrow night's meeting.
Gotcha.
That's my...
Well, that's what we bring you on here for. We want the inside scoop. We want to see how this all these backroom deals, how they get together, how they work themselves out.
All the backroom deals
are right there in front, aren't they?
Right there in front of you.
So you can get a good seat tomorrow night, 7:30?
Yeah, I do have a good seat right there.
Excellent.
Right front row.
Did you watch any of the basketball last night, or did you? Were you out dingusing on Dingus Day? What, a little opening day baseball, or were you just curled up with a good book?
Better than that. Went to see the Bobby McFerrin concert.
Oh, really?
Busker Town.
Don't worry, be happy.
Oh, my
Vocal
goodness.
Jazz.
My goodness.
Did
what
he do it? Did he do his hit?
It was an amazing show.
Did he? Did he do his Don't Worry, Be Happy song?
Yes, a little bit of that.
Oh, he had to just weave it in, right? He couldn't just come out.
Exactly.
And do it, right. Well, I mean, that's what all the jazz people knew about Bobby McFerrin, but the rest of us learned about that song. Good crowd last night?
The place was packed.
Awesome.
Well, it was IU Vocal Jazz, and
yeah.
he joined them. It was just amazing.
Great.
And we were very fortunate. We couldn't get tickets, and we left our name at the box office, and they called us at 8:30 in the morning, so we got two tickets if you want them.
Very nice.
Oh, yes. Well, I mean, we paid for them.
Well, right. You didn't have to. You didn't use your muscle or strong arm anybody.
Exactly.
You wouldn't tell me that on a live recorded radio program. But good job.
Great show.
Hey, where'd you park? Anywhere? Did you get up close? Did you get a good spot?
Parked by the meter, put the card in, and there we go.
Remember, down the road, your dreams will come true. That 30-cent charge will be gone, and you'll get another, $20 an hour or so? You'll get some free parking down the road on that.
There you go.
All right, let's not go too late tonight, but I have a feeling you will go late.
Tomorrow night.
And we'll get up caught up next Tuesday to see how everything went and see what the agenda has moving forward.
Yeah, I'm predicting after 12 o'clock.
Okay, sounds good, yeah. Because then I know just to hop on the internet and figure out how things went.
Yeah, and get that mulch out of your driveway, will you?
We'll do. Oh yeah. Well, I need. See, that's the problem. I need it in the yard, not the driveway. It's going the wrong way, Tim. We've got a reverse gravity on that. Hey, I appreciate your time as always.
Good talking to you.